Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kron. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilui Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
Today's shiur is on Bava Metzia, Daf Zayin. The beginning of the Daf continues the discussion, the Shakla Vitaria of the Sugya of Tokfu Kayin, and talks about the din of Meiser Behema that we know Hasveiko is Nichnasin Ladir Lehis Aser. The din of Meiser Behema is from the Pasuk in Parshas Bechukoisai Vichal Masar Bokar Vatzoin, Kol Asher Yavor Tachas Hashavet, Ho Asiri Yia Kodesh Lashem. And the Gemara starts the Daf with the Drasha of Asiri Vada Yomar Achmona, Veloy Asiri Safik. It's Kedai to mention over here an important Yediyah when it comes to the din of Meiser Behema. It says in the Torah that a person has to take the tenth animal, Ha'asiri Yia Kodesh Lashem. But it doesn't say clearly what gets done with the Meiser Behema. What gets done with this animal that's now Kodesh? The Mishnah in Zvachim Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis tells us clearly that you have to bring that animal as a carbon, but it doesn't say anywhere if a person is mechuyev to give any part of that to the Kayin, or does it remain his carbon and his basar to be eaten? Rashi in Parshas Bechukosai, in Perach of Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Beis, says, Shaloi matzinu sheyehe nasun b'sarei l'kayanim. We don't find anywhere that you have to give anything to the Kayan. It's not one of the matnis kuhuna, Meiser Behema, and therefore even though we see that the tenth animal you're mechuyev to bring as a carbon, you're allowed to keep it for yourself, it remains for the Bailam. And Rashi in Zvachim Nun Vav Amid Beis says the same thing, Shaloi matzinu b'teira sheyinasin l'kayin. And that's how the Rambam Paskins in Hilchus Bechayreis Perek Vav Halacha Dalid, ve'ein l'kayanim boi klum, ela kuloi l'bailim kipesach. Just like a carbon pesach, which is a chiyuv to bring the carbon and then it remains for the Bailam, you don't have a matlis kuhuna in there. The same thing by a carbon of Meiser Behema. Toises by us, Dibur Hamaschel Mafrish, at the very end of the Toises says also, Pshita de Meiser Behema shall Bailam hu, surely it belongs to the Bailam. However, there's a Shita Mechudeshes in the Ritva in Shabbos, Daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis, where the Ritva says that Meiser Behema is one of the Matnos Kuhuna and it has to be given to the Kayin. Not only are you Mechuyev to bring it as a carbon, but you have to give it to the Kayin and it's the Kayin's carbon. The Ritva over here on Daf Zayin Amid Aleph, Dibur Amaschel Hochanami, says that if the Rabbanon were Mafkia Achiyuv of Meiser Behema, Avdi Gezel Hashevet, they're doing Gezel Hashevet, and the Marit Al-Ghazi in Bechairis, in the first parak at the end of Ois Ches, Bleibs Tzarech Iyan on our Ritva, what type of Gezel Hashevet is possible by Meiser Behema? Meiser Behema doesn't go to the Shevet Kuhuna Bechlal, it stays by the Bailim like Rashi and the Rambam say. However, the Ritva clearly is going l'shitasai, that the Ritva holds in Shabbos Daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis that a person does have to give the Meiser Behema to the Kayin. It is one of the Manes Kuhuna. Therefore, the Ritva says, Avdi Gezel Hashevet. And the Shita Mekubetzes over here in the name of the Radvaz as well says, Shemafsid l'Kayin ha-Meiser Shaloi. He's Mafsid the Kayin. If Chazal are Mafkia Achiev of Meiser Behema, they are being mafsid the Kayin, his Meiser. This is going along with the Shita of the Ritva, that Meiser Behema has to be given to the Kayin. It's very interesting to be ma'ayin into the halacha. Is a Kayin to chayiv to give Meiser Behema from his flock? The Rambam in Hilchus Bechairis over there, in Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, Hakol chayovin b'meiser behema, koyanim levim v'yisraelim. Even koyanim are mechuyiv in meiser behema. However, the Rashba in Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, brings that the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel is that koyanim are potter. And l'chayr tzarech beer, why would koyanim be potter for meiser behema? Maybe we could suggest that Rabbeinu Chananel holds like the Shita Mechudeshes of the Ritva and the Radvaz Bayos in the Shita, that meiser behema is supposed to be given to the Kayin. And therefore Rabbeinu Chananel held misvara that if the point of the meiser behema is to give it to the Kayin, a Kayin is potter from doing that. A Kayin doesn't have that din to give meiser behema. Only the Yisrael has a din of meiser behema because the purpose of that is to give it to the Kayin. But if the Kayin himself has 10 animals and he's if he would take off the Meiser Behema, he would just be giving it to the Kayin, meaning to himself, so then there is no din. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel means, that the Kayin is exempt from from Maaser Behema. Smach ledavar we could find in the Tshuvas HaRambam. The Tshuvas HaRambam in the Sefer Pe'er Hador Simen Nun Ches was asked if Kayanim are chayev in Maaser Behema. And the way the Shoyal phrases the question, he says that the Rambam in Hilchas Maaser, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, says that Kayanim are mechayev to be mafrish Truma, even though Truma goes to the Kayan. But there's a drasha of the Sifri in Parshas Kairach, Kain Tarimu Gam Atem, L'Rabbis Kayanim Atzmam, that even the Kayanim themselves have to do a hafrashas Truma. Of course, after that hafrasha, they could go and be zoicha in their own truma. But they have a chiyuv of hafrasha's truma, because kein tarimu gam atem. But by Maaser Behema, there is no drasha, there's no sifri that darshins that they have to take off Maaser Behema. So maybe Kayanim will be potter for Maaser Behema. That's what the Shoyal asks the Rambam. The Rambam says to them back, Vadai chayovin, surely they are chayiv. The only reason that you need the drasha by hafrasha's truma is because the din of truma is to go to the kayin. Therefore, misvara, we would think that kayinim are exempt from that din of hafrasha's truma. Memela, you need a pasuk to teach us that kayinim have to be mafrish truma, kein tarimu gamatem. However, by Maaser Behema, there is no din to give it to the kayin. Memela, loy matsanu loy makam ptur. We have no reason, misvara, to think that he should be potter, because there is no din that it goes to the Kayan. Memela, it's Pasha Misvara that Kayan am Achayev in Maaser Behema. Ad kan divrei Rambam. And surely the Rambam is going l'shitase when he says that there is no din to give Maaser Behema to the Kayan. As we just explained, the Rambam in Hilchos Bechorah says clearly that everything remains to the Baalim and doesn't go to the Kayan. But Hamia, we see in this Tshuvas HaRambam that if you were to hold that it would go to the Kayan, then the Svara would be that Kayanim are potter from taking off this Matana. That's why by Truma, which goes to the Kayan, the Svara would be that they are potter, and you need a drush of the Sifri to teach us Kein Tarimu Gamatem. If that's the case, Af Anu Noimar, that according to Rabbeinu Chananel, that says that the Kayanim are potter from Maaser Behema, the Hezber Adavar is that he holds like the sheet of the Ritva, that Maaser Behema goes to the Kayan. Once the Maaser Behema goes to the Kayan, the Rambam is already telling us that the Svara would indicate that the Kayanim would be potter. Only by Truma, where you have a special drasha, the Kayanim have to be mafish Truma. But by Maaser Behema, where there is no special drasha of Kein Tarimu Gamatem, if you hold that it's a Matnis Kuhuna and it's supposed to be given to the Kayan, that would be the explanation in the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel, that the Kayanim are potter from taking off Maaser Behema. But of course, according to the Rambam and Rashi and Tosfos by us, that hold that there is no din to give the Maaser Behema to the Kayan, they would surely hold that even Kayanim are mechuyev to be mafrish Maaser Behema. The Gemara then says, Mai havi ala de mesusa. And the Gemara says that Amiram repoished it from the memory of Rav Nachman, that if it's Eina Yochel Ahitziyai B'dayanim, Hikdishai Einoi Kadosh, so too the Mesusa was not Kadosh. But the Gemara is medayik that if it's a situation of Yochel Ahitziyai B'dayanim, then Hikdishai Kadosh. And the Gemara asks from Rabbi Yochanan that says that if someone has something stolen from him, then even if he could be Moitziyat B'dayanim, still he can't be Makdish it because it's Einoi B'shusai. And the Gemara comes out to say that it depends if it's Metaltalin or if it's karka. When it's metaltalin, even if it's yochel lohitziyai b'dayanim, it's still considered einoi b'shusai. But here we're discussing karka. And when we're discussing karkois, then if it's yochel lohitziyai b'dayanim, then you could be makdish it. As Rashi says, since karka is einoi nigzelis, and therefore it's b'shus mare, kaima, it's kaim always in the reshus of the owner, memela, if it's yochel lohitziyai b'dayanim, you could be makdish it. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyan Ashas asks a strong kasha, why over here do we have to say that we're talking about karka? The whole maila of karka, that when it's yochel lohitziyai b'dayanim, you're able to be makdishit, is because karka ain't an exelus, because there is no kinyan that the gazlan has on the karka. By metaltalin as well, if the case is that the gazlan did not make a maisa kinyan on it, and therefore does not have kinyan exela, then the halacha should be that if it's yochel lohitziyai b'dayanim, the person could be, who is yochel lohitziyai, should be able to be makdashit. Over here, by the case of mesusa, or by similar types of cases, with the gzela does not happen with a maisa gzela. It's just b'mad da omar didihu, just from the fact that he said that it's mine. He didn't make a kinyonic gzela, he didn't do a maisa kinyon on it, and if that's the case, it should be considered b'shusa demare, if it's yochel lohitziyai b'dayanim, even before he is maitziyit. So why does the Gemara say that it's only talking about a case of karka? L'chayretz would be considered b'shusa demare over here, even by metaltalin. But this kasha, Rabbi Chanan in Koivitz Shiurim, in Bava Kama, in Simen Tes, points out that this kasha really depends on how we understand the concept of Eina Bishusai. We said in yesterday's shir that there's a machloikas balamor and Ramban in Bava Kama Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis. What's the halacha when a gazlan steals something, but then he admits to have stolen it and agrees to give it back, and now before he gives it back, can the nigzal, can the real bailam be makdashit? The balamor says that at that point the bailam could be makdashit, and the Ramban says that it's still considered Eina Bishusai until the Gazlan actually returns it. And Rabbi Chanan and the other Achrayim explain, because the Baal Amor holds that the status of Eina Bishusai is because of a Chisar and Shlita, and here the guy has a Shlita over it, because the Gazlan already agreed to give it back, whereas the Ramban holds that the status of Eina Bishusai is because of the Kinyone Gzela that the Gazlan has, and even after the Gazlan agrees to return it, he still has the Kinyone Gzela until he actually returns it. Memela, the Ramban holds that it's still considered Eina Bishusai, and the Bailam cannot be Makdashit. Says Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Kiva Eger is assuming, like the Havana of the Ramban, as it's clear in his words, that the only time it's considered Eina Bishusai is because of the Kinyone Gzela. Therefore, Frekt Rabbi Kiva Eger, in this case of a Gzela without Kinyone Gzela, because he didn't do a Maisa Kinyon, he just made an Amira of Didihu. In such a case, it should not be considered Eina Bishusai, and therefore, if it's Yachala Hitziya Bedayonim, even by Metaltalin, the Bailam should be able to be Makdashit. However, according to the Baal Amor's understanding, Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha is not shver, because the reason that it's considered Eina Bishusai is because of the lack of control, the chisaron and shlita that the Bailam has. Memela, even in such a case where there is no kinyone gzela, because there was no maisa kinyon in this gzela, still it would be considered Eina Bishusai, and the fact that it would be yachol lahitziar b'dayanim would not be enough. We would apply the klal of Rabbi Yochanan that even the Bailam can't be makdashit because it's Eina Bishusai. And Rabbi Chanan adds that even according to the Ramban, we could answer the Kasha in a similar way, and we could say that the Ramban holds that, of course, when there are Kinyone Gzela, that makes it Eina Bishusai, but even in a case where there is no Kinyone Gzela, it could still be considered Eina Bishusai if the Bailam has a lack of control, a lack of Shlita on it. In other words, this the Baal Amor says that when you lack control over the chafetz, when there's a chisar and shlita, that's called Eina Bishusai. It could be the Ramban agrees to that. Just the Ramban says that when the gazlan agrees to give it back, it's not enough, because even though now the Bailam does have a shlita, but there's a second aspect that has to be reckoned with, and that is the kinyone gzela that the gazlan has. And since there is kinyone gzela, that is enough to make it Eina Bishusai. In order for it to be considered Bishus HaBailim, you need two things. Firstly, that he has a full shlita over it, and also that the gazlan does not have kinyone gzela. Memela, in the case that the Baal Amor and the Ramban are discussing, the Ramban holds it's still considered Eina Bishusai because of the kinyone gzela. But in our case over here by Mesusa, where there is no kinyone gzela, the Ramban could still agree to the Baal Amor that it's still considered Eina Bishusai because of the Chisar and Shlita. Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha is showing us that Rabbi Kiva Eger assumes that the only factor is the Kinyone Gzela, and therefore if there's no Kinyone Gzela, it would not be a Chisar of Eina Bishusai even if the Bailam does not have full Shlita over it. This understanding of Rabbi Kiva Eger we could see from Rabbi Kiva Eger elsewhere. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Ksubas Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis is talking about the case when a person is Goinev on Shabbos, and when a person steals on Shabbos, he is not koine the gzela lehischayiv ba'oinsin because of the klal of kimle b'derabiminei. In such a case, you have a ganev that does not have kinyone gneva. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, in such a case, the object is still considered b'shusa demare. It's not eina b'shusa, because eina b'shusa is only because of the kinyone gneva or kinyone gzela, and over there is no kinyone gneva or gzela because of kimle b'derabiminei. Memela blibes b'shusa, even though over there where the gazlan stole it and does not plan to give it back, does not agree to give it back, surely there is a chisar in shlita. So we see that Rabbi Kiva Eger holds l'shitasai that with the kinyone gzela alone, that it's all tali on the kinyone gzela, and when there are no kinyone gzela, then itaka is considered b'shusei demare. And Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyan Ashas in Gittin Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph is meduyik this way as well, ayin sham. But al kapanim, if we'll say that when there is a chisar in shlita, that also makes it a davish eina b'shusai, according to the Baal Amor, that's all that it's Talian, and we don't look at the Kinyonic Zeila Bechlal, according to the Ramban, we could say that there are two factors that make it Eina Bishusai, a Chisaron Shlita or Kinyonic Zeila. In order for it to be considered Bishusai, it has to be fully Bishlitasai, and also that there's no Kinyonic Zeila. Memela, even in our case of Mesusa, where the Zeila was done with an Amira of Didihu, and therefore there is no Kinyonic Zeila, still the Ramban would agree that since the owner does not have full shlit over it, it would be considered Eina Bishusai, and that would be the answer to Rabbi Kiva Eges Kasha. That's why in our Gemara, the Gemara has to say B'mesusa Mekarkoi Askinon, because if we'll be talking about Metaltalin, then even in the case of Yochel Lohitziah B'dayonim, it would be considered Eina Bishusai Demare, because of the Chisaron Shlita, since he does not have full control over the Mesusa. In the Sugya of Shnayim Adukim Batalis, the Gemara says that if each one is holding on to the guf hatalis, not just to the fringes, zen noitel admokim shayodai magas, v'zen noitel admokim shayodai magas, v'hashar cholkim b'shove. And Rabbi Avo pointed to Shamayim, saying u'bishvua, and as the Nimuki Yosef explains, he didn't actually say the words b'shvua, but that was indicated by the fact that he was pointing his fingers to Shamayim, and the pshat is like the Sefer HaChinuch says in Mitzvah Lamed, that the essence of a shvua is saying that this matter is true, just like the Rabbeinu Shalom himself is true. Memela, Rabbi Avo pointed to Shamayim, to the Rabbeinu Shalom, to show that this matter requires a shvua by the Amitus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how he showed that the Shar Cholkin B'Shave, that the Halacha is specifically with the Shvua. Tosfos, Dibur HaMaschil Machvi, and the Rosh in Siman Yud Gimel, both point out that the din, that there has to be a Shvua, is not just on the Shar, on the remainder, but even on the place of Zen Noitel Ad Mokim Sheyodai Magaz. And they are coming Lafuke the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Toyin V'Nitin, Perak Tes Halacha Tes, says that in the case of Shnayim Adukim Betalis, the halacha is each one takes Admokim Shayode Magas, Vahashar Cholkin Bishove Achar Shenishboin. The rest, the remainder, they take Bishove after they swear. And it's Meduyik in the Rambam and Mavur from the next words, which we'll mention in a moment, that the Rambam holds that the Shavua is only on the Shaar, only on the remainder. But the Chelik that's Tachas Yodoi, Zen Noitel Admokim Shayode Magas, that does not require a Shavua. What's the nafkamina between Tosis and the Rosh and the Rambam? So the first simple nafkamina is the nusach of the Shvua. The Shvua is she'en li ba pachas mechetzio. According to Tosis and the Rosh, in such a case also, the person would say, each one would say, ein li ba pachas mechetzio. However, according to the Rambam, if let's say each person is holding on to 20% of the talis, and in between Reuven's 20% and Shimon's 20%, so there's only 60% of the talis. So the Shvua would be not she'en li ba pachas mechetzio, but he would say she'en li ba pachos, I don't have any less than 30%, because the part that they're fighting over that neither of them are holding on to, that's the part that there's a chi of shvua on. That's only 60% of the talis. So each one has to swear only on the 30% of the talis. So the etzem nusach hashvua would be a little different. But the Torah Chaim in our sugya points out that there's a greater nafkamina as well. And that is, let's say, in the case of Shnayim Oiches and Batalis, Reuven and Shimon are both chayiv to swear. Let's say Reuven decides he doesn't want to swear. He chickens out at the end and he says, a shvua I don't want to make. What's the halacha in such a case? Says the Torah Chaim, if Reuven decides not to swear, then Shimon takes the entire talis. And this halacha that the Torah Chaim assumes as a davar pashut, it really seems to be a dion in the achrayinim. The Prisha in Simen Kuf, Choshe Mishpat, Simen Kuf Lamed Ches, and the Ktsois HaChoshen over there, Sivkot and Beis, say as well that if Reuven doesn't swear, then Shimon gets the entire talis. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger in his Sefer Ksav HaChosam, in his Hagois to Shulchan Aruch over there in Simen Kuf Lamed Ches, is mistapik about this. And he says if Reuven and Shimon are both Mechuy of the Shvua of Shnayim Oiches and Batalis, and Reuven decides not to swear, it could be that Shimon gets the whole talis, but it could be not. It could be we still say Achloiku, and just we put Reuven into Cheirim, Mishamtinon Lei, because he had a Chi of Mitakonat Chachamim to swear, and he was over on that Takonat Chachamim, but he's not Mafsid Chelko, he doesn't lose his Chelik in the Talis, just because He didn't swear this Shvua Derabbanan. So Al Kapanim, the Torah's Chaim assumes like the Prisha and the Ktois HaChoshen, not like the Suffolk of Rabbi Kiva Eger. And if Ruvain doesn't swear, then Shimon is able to take it. So in our case of Shnayim Adukim Betalas, Zen Noitel Admokim Sheyode Magaz, V'Zen Noitel Admokim Sheyode Magaz, what's the Halacha if Ruvain does not swear? Zok the Torah's Chaim, according to Toisus and the Rosh, Shimon would take the entire Talas. Because Ruvain was Mechuyiv to make a Shvua on the entire 50%, even the Chalik that was Tachas Yadai, and if he didn't swear, so then Shimon is awarded with the talis. However, according to the Rambam, in the case that we mentioned before, that each person is holding on to 20% of the talis. So if Ruvain decides not to swear, he still keeps 20% of the talis, because according to the Rambam, the chi of Shvua was never chal on the makam sheyode magas, only on the remainder. Memele, if Ruvain doesn't swear, so Shimon gets 80% of the talis, the 20% that he was oiches, plus the 60% in between. But the 20% that Ruvain was holding on to, even if Ruvain does not end up swearing, Shimon does not get that part of the talis according to the Rambam. As I state in the Torah's Chaim, that's the difference, la halacha, between Tosis and the Rosh against the Rambam. In Shulchan Aruch, in Chosha Mishpat, Simen Kuf Lamed Ches, Sif Gimel, the Psak is like the Rambam, that only on the Sha'ar, only on the remainder is there a Shvua. However, the Sma and the Sha'ar, Chafenort, bring that the halacha should l'chaira follow most Rishayim and Poiskim, the Tosis and the Rosh, that the Chi of Shvua is on the entire talis. The Rambam that we alluded to earlier, at the end of that halacha in Perek Tes Halacha Tes of Hilchas Tayin Vinitin, says V'yesh l'chol echad legalgel al chaveroi shekol ma shenot al bedin notal. Even according to my shita, says the Rambam, that the chi of Shvua is only on the emtza, only on the remainder, the part that's not tachas yideim. However, each baal dover could decide to be megalgel a Shvua on the part that's tachas yad chaveroi. In other words, if Ruvain is mechuyev to swear on the sha'ar, on the 30% of, in other words, half of what is the remainder, that's not tachas yideim. Once he's swearing that to Shimon, Shimon can also say that the 20% that you took, because it was tachas yadcha, and you have a right to take that without a shvua, I want you to make a shvua that you took it kedin. Mikayach, what can he make? He make such a shvua? If there is no chi of shvua on the chelik shetachas yaday, mikayach gilgul shvua. The klal of gilgul shvua that we learned earlier on Daf Dalet, that you could be magalgul a shvua even when be'etzem there is no chi of shvua. But once you are entitled to get a shvua from your baldovar on something else, you could be magalgul another shvua as well. Memela, it comes out that there's not such an afkamina anymore between Taisis and the Rambam. According to Taisis, the shvua is always on the entire talis, even on the chelik shetachas yadam. According to the Rambam, be'etzem, the shvua is only on the shar. But practically speaking, if every baldover knows the halacha that he could be magalgal a shvua on the chelik shetachas yad chaveri as well, so then he will do that. And memela, everyone's going to have to swear on his entire half. And if he doesn't swear, then the other person will be zoicha to the talis. So the Teres Chaim's nafkamina, even though it's true it's a nafkamina between Tosis and the Rosh and the Rambam, but in practical cases, it's probably not going to happen, because even according to the Rambam, the baldover will be megalgal on the shvua as much as he can. And memela, if the other person doesn't swear, so he'll be able to take the entire talis. Says the Nachlas David Bayos, the main nafkamina, the ikar nafkamina between Tosis and the Rosh against the Rambam is in a case where there is no sha'ar, there is no be'emtza. The yodam magas until each other. Let's say each one is holding on to actually 50% of the talis, or even if it's not equal, even if one person is holding on to 40% and the other person is holding on to 60%, but their fingers are reaching each other and they're fighting over this talis, there is no remainder. In such a case, according to Tosis and the Rosh, there will still be the same shvua of Shnayim Oichsin, because the chalois chi of shvua is even on the chelik shetachas yadam. Masha'enkin, according to the Rambam, in such a case there is no shvua bechlal, because the whole chi of shvua is chal on the sha'ar, on the part that's not tachas yadam. Once there is a chi of shvua on that part, yochol kol echad legalgal achaveroi on the remainder. But the gilgul shvua doesn't get started off, according to the Rambam, in the case where yaday magas until the yad chaveroi. Memela says the Nachas David, whatever nafkaminas you could say between shitas toises arash l'shitas harambam are usually not relevant, but this is the ikar nafkamina in a case where there is no sha'ar. Memela, if the whole chi of shvua was because of the Gilgul Shvua, then according to the Rambam, like it is according to the Rambam, in such a case there would be no chiyuv shvua. Masha'enkin, according to Tosa and the Rosh, in all cases, even in the case where their hands meet each other, still there would be a chiyuv shvua on the entire half of talis, because the chiyuv shvua is chal even on the makom sheyodei magas. What exactly is the oimek hamachloikes that the Rambam holds that the chiyuv shvua is chal only on the sha'ar, and Tosis and the Rosh hold that the chiyuv shvua is chal even on the chelik shetachas yodim? So Reb Ruvain in Simen Vav suggests that this is based on the machloikes and the understanding of the shvua of shnayim ha'ichzin. The Rambam, as we know, in Ilchus Toyin Venitin Perek Tes Halacha Ches, says that the shvua of our Mishnah is in the category of a shvua sa'noitlin, the shvua midrabanan, that we know that when you take something, sometimes the halacha is that you could be nishba v'noitel. So the case of shnayim ha'ichzin, even though you're holding on to the talis, but you're holding on to it with someone else, and to get a chelik on your own to the exclusion of your friend, that's called that you're being noitel. That chelik, memelitz beged the shvuas hanoitlin. Zokta Reb Ruvain, the Rambam is going lishitase that the shvuah of our Mishnah is shvuas hanoitlin. Memele, the Rambam understands that the chiyuv shvuah could only be on the sha'ar, because on the chelik shetachas yoda, you're not a noitel, you're a muchzik on that chelik. It's tachas yoda imamish. Memele, the chiyuv shvuah can only be chal on the remainder. Zokta Reb Ruvain, it could be Tosis and the Rosh and the other Rishonim that hold that the chiyuv shvuah is even on the chelik shetachas yodam. That's because they hold the shvuah is begeder as shvuas haniftarin, and memele, even the part that is tachas yodam, you are able to have a chalois chiyuv shvua. This mahalach doesn't work in all Rishonim, because the Rashba on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph says clearly that the shvua of our Mishnah is in the category of shvuas hanoitlin, like the Rambam. Yet the Rashba Bayas says clearly hanochin like Tosfos and the Rosh, that the halacha hanochina is like Tosfos and the Rosh, that the chiyuv shvua is even on the chelik sheyodam ad makom sheyodam agas, the chelik shetachas yodam. If that's the case, we see from the Rashba that even on the chelik shetachas yodam could be in the gather of a shvuas hanoitlin, and the Rashba on Daf Dalet explains this clearly, because since adayin misatzmin aleha, even though it's a chelik shetachas yodam, but lemaisa they're both fighting and they're both holding on to this talis, so to take it by yourself to the exclusion of your baldavar, then the halacha is that that's called a shvuas hanoitlin. If that's the case in Shitas Taisis and the Rosh, then there's also no hechruch to say that they hold it to shvuas haniftarin. It could be that everybody holds it to shvuas hanoitlin. If that's the case, we go back to the Shaila then. If Reb Ruvain's Torah is not Muchrach in all Rishonim, so we go back to the Shaila, what exactly is the Oimek HaMachloikes between the Rambam against the Rashba and against Tosis and the Rosh, that the Rambam holds that the Chalois Chi of Shvua is only on the Sha'ar, and other Rishonim hold that the Chi of Kubichal even al Chelik Shatachas Yadam. The Torah's Chaim explains a little differently than Reb Ruvain, and says that the machloikis here is in the gedder of the klal of keman de pasik dami. The Gemara in a few lines learns from the halacha of zen noitel ad mokim sheyodem agas, that when your fingers are holding on to a certain part of the talis, we say a klal of keman de pasik dami. It's as if it's already separated. Says the Torah's Chaim, the Rambam and the other Rishonim are arguing on the level of understanding of keman de pasik dami. The Rambam holds that it's keman de pasik legamri. We look at it mamish as if it's separated. If Reuven is holding on to 20% of the talis, and Shimon is holding on to 20%, and there's 60% in the middle, we look at it like three talisim. This small talis of 20% is Reuven's, the other talis is under Shimon's jurisdiction, and the remainder is be'emtza. And that's three different talisim. Memela, Reuven takes the talis that he is the only muchzik on, Shimon takes the talis that he is the only muchzik on, and the sha'ar, the remainder, there's a chiyuv shvua. However, Tosis and the Rosh don't look at it keman de pasik legamri. It's still one big cheftza, and they're fighting over it. Memela, even though we say keman de pasik, to the point that when after you make the shvua, the chelik shetachas yodai, you are zoicha to on your own. And therefore, if it was lopsided, one person was holding on to 30%, and the other person was holding on to 10%, so then the talis is not going to be divided equally after the shvua. But it's not enough to say, don't make a shvua, you're the only muchzik on that chelik talis. No, since it's still is one object, you don't say command de pasik legamri, and therefore after the shvua as even though you are entitled to a different amount after the Shvua, but the Chi of Shvua is Taka Gena Bichal, even on the Chelik Shetachas Yadam. And this is Mefurish in the Nemuke Yosef. The Nemuke Yosef explains that the Shitas HaRambam is because we say Keman De Pasik Legamri. Therefore, it's Loi Niskin HaShvua Bazeh. Just like the Torah did not, the Chachamim did not make a Chi of Shvua of Shnayim Oichzin, if you're the only Muchzik on the Talis, the same thing, the Chelik HaTalis, that you're the only Muchzik on, because it's Tachas Yadam Mamish, there is no Chi of Shvua. And that's very meduyik in Toisvis as well, because Toisvis, after he says his Shita, Nira Deloy Gar Sinon Vahashar, the Af B'Masha Yodai Magas Yishava, even the Chelik Ad Sheyodai Makam Sheyodai Magas, you still swear, Toisvis says, Umikom Makam Shapir Muchach B'Samuch, that we say, Keman De Pasik Dami. In other words, Toisvis is bothered that the Gemari B'Samuch that says, that we see from here, Keman De Pasik Dami, is Mashma like the Rambam. And Toisvis says, no, it's not a riot to the Rambam, because still it's Keman De Pasik to the extent that if after the Shvua he is Noitel Komasha Utafus, even if it's more than Mechza. So from Taisis you see that the discussion between him and the Shitas HaRambam revolves around the Gemara Besamuch, that the Gemara soon that says Keman De Pasik Dami is Mashma like the Rambam, Keman De Pasik Lagamri, and the Rashba says that that's Taka the Mukar of the Rambam to his Shita, from the fact that the Gemara looks at a Keman De Pasik. But Taisis and the Rosh and the Rashba himself hold that the Keman De Pasik is not literal, that we say it's Keman De Pasik Lagamri into three different small objects. Still, since Misatzman Aleh, they're still fighting over this object, it's not Keman De Pasik Lagamri, and therefore, even though we'll say Keman De Pasik to tell us that after the Shvua, each one is Zoiche in the Chelik Shetachas Yodam, but the Chalois Chi of Shvua is Taka on their entire Talis, because it's not Keman De Pasik Lagamri, the Mela, Toisa, and the Rosh hold that the Chi of Shvua is not just on the remainder of the Talis, but the Chi of Shvua is even on the Chelik of the Mok Shetachas Yodam. The Gemara then says that from the fact that each person is noitel ad mokim sheyodai magas, we see a yesoid of keman de pasik dami, that the part of the object that's in your hand, it's keman de pasik dami, it's as if it was cut off, and therefore, if someone is being koine something with kinyan sudur, when he gives a sudur to the makne, if the makne is tough, is shalosh al shalosh, then it's considered v'nosan l'reyeyu, and that is a good kinyan sudur. Rashi is bothered, why does the Gemara say, specifically in a case where the makne is tough as bay, shalosh al shalosh, that he's holding 3x3 etzbois in the sudur? L'chayra, the din of yochel and the din of keman de pasik dami is even when it's less than shalosh al shalosh. Why does it have to say 3x3 etzbois? So Rashi says that's because a kinyan sudur requires a kli, and the minimum of a kli is shalosh etzbois kida ashkechon gabei tuma. Rashi is alluding to the Mishnah in Kalim, Perech of Zayin Mishnah Beis, that says that the minimum shear of a kli legabei tuma is 3x3 etzbois, and therefore if the sudur has to fit the requirement of being a kli, so it has to be shalosh al shalosh etzbois. But ein chenami, the klal of that it's commanded pasik dami does not require it to be shalosh al shalosh. Specifically, when it comes to kinyan sudur, there's a requirement that it has to be 3x3 etzbois. However, the Rosh in Simon Yud Gimel and his Talmud Rabbeinu Yeruchim hold not like Rashi. They hold that the whole klal of commanded pasik dami is said only when there's a sheer chashuv of 3x3 etzbois, because they are not even discussing kinyan sudur. They're discussing the case of our Mishnah that we say achloiku, and they say that our Mishnah that we say achloiku b'shave is only betofis bekarkashta, and they don't explain like Rashi that tofis bekarkashta means when you're holding the fringes. They explain that it means b'svas habeged, at the edge of the actual beged, she'ein biyat kol echod gimel al gimel, she'yehei davar chashuv loymar she'yitlanu koydem achaluka, that each one doesn't have a shear of 3x3 etzbois, which would be a davar chashuv to say keman de pasik dami. That's when we say achloiku b'shave. But if each person is holding on to the talis gimel al gimel etzbois or yoiser, then zen noitel ad mokim she'yodem agas, or zen noitel ad mokim she'yodem agas. Mavur in the and Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that the shear of 3x3 etzbois is said in the etzem klal of keman de pasik dami. And that's clear in the Shulchan Aruch as well, in Chayshe Mishpat, Simin Kuf Lamed Ches, Sif Gimel, that he's paskening like the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that the klal of keman de pasik dami in our Mishnah is only said when there is shalish ha-shalish etzbois, not like his mavur in the Rashi. In Rashi, it's mavur that the etzem klal of zen noitel ad mokim sheyode magas, because keman de pasik dami does not require 3 by three etzbois. Only lagabi kinyan suder, where there's a requirement of a kli, that's where the Gemara says that it has to be gimel al gimel. The hesber in the shita of the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yeruchim is mefurish in the Lashon HaRosh, that only by a davar chashev could we say commanded pasik. In order to make it considered chashev on its own, that this chelik tachas yodai is commanded pasik, it has to be a davar chashev. Even though, as we just mentioned, the Rosh doesn't hold like the shita sarambam, that it's looked at as a separate item totally and doesn't need a shvua. The Rosh holds like Taisis that there is a chi of shvua even on the part shetachas yadam. But still, from Desvegan, we say that in order to be considered somewhat commanded pasuk, to the point that we say that after the shvua, each one is able to take mashetachas yadai, even if that is not an equal chaluka. So in order to say such a klal of commanded pasuk, it has to be a davar chashuv. Whereas Rashi holds not like that. Rashi holds anything that's tachas yadei, we say the klal of commanded pasuk. This that the Mishnah does not say the klal of commanded pasuk of zenoytel admakim shiyadei magas is only because he's tafis bekarkashta, which means on the grud in the fringes. But the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yeruchim learned that the karkashta doesn't mean the fringes. It means it's part of the beged itself. And even so, we don't say zenoytel admakim shiyadei magas unless each one is holding on to 3x3, because only by a chelik chashuv do we say command the pasuk dami. That's the machloikis Rosh and Rabbeinu Yeruchim against Rashi. The Gemara asks, "May shnomid Rav Chizda?" The Rav Chizda taught us that if a person gives a get to his wife umeshicha biyada, he's still holding onto the string. If it's yachal and natkoi, then it's not migureshes. So we see that if it's, we don't say the klal of command the pasuk dami when she's holding the actual get. If it's yachal and natkoi, that takes away the status of the nesina. And on that, the Gemara says, "No, there's no problem mitzad the nesina. Hasam krisus ba'inan, specifically by gerushin, there's an issue because you need a krisus." Masha Enkein, by a regular Kinyan Chalipin, there is no necessity of krisus, and therefore it's considered a nesina just with the chelek shetachas yadam. Tosfos Dibur HaMaschil Im Yochel Anatkoi points out that even in a case where the person is not Yochel Anatkoi, how could it be a good gerushin? L'chayra, he is putting in her hands a get, and it's Yochel Anatkoi with the string. Then when she closes her hands and makes it now that it's Eino Yochel Anatkoi, that he can't pull it away, at that point, then it's a good krisus. But L'chayra, she did the krisus, because if she closed her hands until she closed her fist, that was not a good enough krisus. Memela, there should be a problem of Tli Gitech Malgabi Karka, that the halacha is he has to do a nesina into her hands. And it's not enough if she takes it from him. It's got to be Vinosan Biyada. And over here, if when he gave it to her, it's not a good krisus because it's Yochel Anatkoi, and only when she closes her hands is it good. So she did that part that made it krisus. That should be the same chisaron as Tli Gitech Malgabi Karka. Memela, Toysa says you have to say one of two cases. Either the first out of Tosis is that her fist was closed and he squeezed the get into her closed fist, that at the time of his nesina it was Eina Yochel Anatkoi, or Rabbeinu Tam says that we're talking about a get that's written on a heavy material and therefore even when her fist is open still he can't pull it away, the string would snap, the string would not pull back the get because it was written on something that was very heavy. Tosfos in both Pshatim is coming lafuke from the Shita of the Ri brought down in the Rosh in Gittin, Pereches, Simen Zayin, where the Ri says that it's enough if he puts it in her hand and then she closes the hand. It's not a problem of Tli Gitech Malgabi Karka. Says the Ri, Mikri Shaper Nesina, Kivan Shehu Hischel HaNesina. Since he started the Nesina by putting it into her hand, Afa Pisha He Gamra HaNesina. Even though she finished the Nesina, it's still good enough. Memela, the Ri holds that you could give a get regularly and then she closes her hand, and if at that point it's Eina Yochel Anatkoi, that's a good gerushin, and it's not a problem of Nasan Biyado since he instigated and started the Nesina. Tosis by us doesn't hold of that svara of the Ri, and therefore Tosis is bothered. Why is it a good Nesina Mitzidoi? At that point it was Yochel Anatkoi, and when she closed her fist, that was something that she did. Memela, Tosis has to say his two ukimtas. What's interesting is when Tosis by us brings Rabbeinu Tam, the Girsa in Tosfos was V'Rabbeinu Tam Nami Pirish, and the Maram takes out the word Nami because Rabbeinu Tam's pshat has nothing to do with the first pshat. The first pshat is that he stuck it into her closed fist, and the second pshat of Rabbeinu Tam is that it was a heavy get, it was written on a heavy material, so the Maram takes out the word Nami. But I think if we have the old Girsa of the word Nami, the pshat in the word Nami is based on what we just said, that Tosfos by us is coming to argue on the Ri. The Ri said a derech halimud here, that if he gives it Neziter, if he starts the Nesina, that's good enough. Tosis by us is coming lafuke the Ri and saying, no, starting the Nesina is not good enough. It has to be that at the time of his Nesina, when he finishes his Nesina, it's already a good krisis, and she didn't contribute to that, or else it would be a problem of Tli Gitech Me'al Gabe Karka. If that's the case, says Tosis, what could possibly be the case where it is a good Gerishin of Eina Yochel and Atkoi? Says Tosis, it has to be talking about that her fist was closed. V'Rabbeinu Tam Nami Pirish, and Rabbeinu Tam also is bothered with the same question, that it's not a good Nesina Mitzidoi, and therefore he also says a pshat, a different ukimta, that a get is written on something heavy. But the word Nami is meduyuk, because what Tosis is coming to say is that Rabbeinu Tam also disagrees with the Ri and says that his Nesina has to be a Nesina Gemura, that when he finishes it, it's Eina Yochel Anatkoi. But the Rabbeinu Tam says a different ukimta. The first ukimta of Tosis was that her fist was closed. Rabbeinu Tam says that it's a heavy get, but that's the Rabbeinu Tam Nami Pirish, that Tosfos here holds that the entire Nesina has to end off with an Eina Yochel Anatkoi, as opposed to the Shita of the Ri brought down by the Rosh and Gittin, that says that all he has to do is the Tchilas Nesina, and the Gemara Nesina she could do by closing her hand. I'll add one more point in the Sugya here of Yochel Anatkoi, and that is the Chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Mechira Perek Hei Halacha Zayin says that even though our Gemara says that in order to be a good Kinyan Sudar, the Makne has to hold on to 3x3 of the Sudar, there is another way for it to be a good Kinyan Sudar, if the Makne is holding it in a way, Shehu Yochel Lintoy Koisoy, that he could pull the Sudar to him, even if he's not holding the Sudar by himself, and he's not even holding 3x3 Etzbois, if it's Yochel and Natkoy, that is good enough to affect the Kinyan Sudar. And the Rashba and the Chidushi Aran say that the Makar of the Rambam is from our Gemara, that our Gemara teaches us the concept, the strength of Yochel Anatkoi. However, the Rashba and the Ran are matmi on the Rambam, that L'chayra our Gemara says the concept of Yochel Anatkoi only by Gerishin, because Hasam Krisus Ba'inon. But when it comes to Kinyan Chalipin, we don't say that Yochel Anatkoi plays a role, it's just the regular Klolim of a Nesina. So how does the Rambam see that that from our sugya, that if the makne is yochel lenatek es hasudar, he could pull the sudar to him, then even if he doesn't have an achiza of 3x3 etzbois, it still works. However, it seems that the Rambam learned the yesoidas of his psak from our Gemara, because the Rambam understood that the Gemara doesn't mean that yochel lenatek is only an issue of krisus and not an issue by nesina. What the Gemara L'chaira means, according to the Rambam, is that there's two levels of a Nesina. A Nesina Pshuta, it's good enough if the thing is Tachas Yadcha. But then there's a higher level of a Nesina Sheyesh by Krisus, a full-fledged severance where there's no connection Bechlal. On that, the Gemara says, Gerushin needs Krisus, meaning it needs the higher level of a Nesina Sheyesh by Krisus, and therefore Yochel Anatkoi is not enough, because Yochel Anatkoi takes away the Shlemus, the higher level of the Nesina, because yes, the object is in the person's hand, the get is in the isha's hand, but the ish is also shayach to it, because he could pull it to him with his string, so it's considered that it's still a little bit by the man. Memela, when you need an asina gemura, it's a chisaron. By a regular kinyanim, you just need a pashat and asina, that's good enough to be a pashat and asina, yochel anatkoi doesn't shter us. But by gerishim, where you need an asina sheyesh by krisus, yochel anatkoi makes it that it's still a little bit considered by the baal, and therefore it's a chisaron. If that's the case, the Rambam saw in our Gemara that yochel anatkoi makes it considered a little bit by you, and the Rambam also saw from our Gemara that by kinyanim, when it's not an issue of gerishim, being a little bit by you is good enough. As we saw that the nesina, if it's tach 3x3, even if the other person is Yochel and Atkoi, it's not a chisaron. Only by krisus, only by gerishin, we said it's a chisaron. But by kinyanim, it's not a chisaron. Because if the thing is by you, even if the other person is Yochel and Atkoi, that doesn't take it away. So the Rambam saw from our Gemara that Yochel and Atkoi makes it considered a little bit by you, and that by kinyanim, that's enough. You don't need a krisus. Even though our Gemara doesn't say clearly the din of the Rambam, that if the moicher, the makne, is able to pull the sudar to him, that that's good enough. That's Taka the Chiddush of the Rambam. But the Rambam saw the basis of his Shita, that first of all, that Yochel Anatkoi makes it considered a little bit by you, and also that by Kinyanim, you don't need it to be fully by the Makne. The Suda doesn't have to be fully by the Makne. in a way of krisus. If it's a little bit by him, the object is by him, but the other person is yochel and natkoy, that's good enough. So the Rambam held, hu adin fakert. If the makne is yochel and natkoy, that would also be good enough. Al kopanim, this that the Rashba and the Ran ask from our Gemara, that's because they assume that yochel and natkoy is a concept only when you need krisus. But when it's not negeyah to gerishim, when it's negeyah to kinyonim, yochel and natkoy doesn't play a role at all. But we see from the Rambam that the Rambam holds yochel and natkoy plays a role from by kinyonim as well. And therefore, the Rambam says, based on our Gemara, which teaches us that Yochel and Natkoy is a Svara that makes it considered a little bit by you, that even though by Gerushin, if she would be able to pull the get, that would not be good enough, because you need a Nesina Sheyesh by Krisus. Adarabba, his ability to pull the get takes away the Nesina Shlema, the Nesina Chashuva, the Nesina Sheyesh by Krisus. That's only by Gerushin. But by Kinyonim, the Yochel and Natkoy of the one who's giving over the Suder to the Makna does not shter, because a Nesina Kolda who is good enough. Based on that, the Rambam says that if the makne is yochel lintek as a suder, he could pull the suder, that's good enough to affect a kinyan suder, and he doesn't have to have the object, the suder, tachas yodoy mamish. If it's yochel and natkoy, that also can affect a kinyan suder. In the sugya of shnayim adukim b'shtar, the Gemara brings the brisa that if two people are holding on to a shtar, the malva says that it was his and it fell from him, and the loive says that there was a shtar choiv but it was paid up, and the loive himself already received the shtar in return and it fell from him. So Rebbe holds yiskayim hashtar b'chaysamav, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds yachloiku. And the Gemara says that by a shtar mekuyim, if it was already certified that it wasn't mezuyev, then everybody would agree that the halacha is yachloiku. And the machloikas Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is by a shtar she'enoy mekuyim. In the case of the shtar mekuyim, where the Gemara says everybody agrees that the tainas parati, that the loive says, is only believed halfway, and the halacha would be yachloiku, we see that a loive is only neman to say parati if the shtar is not biyad hamalve. If the shtar would be biyad hamalve, the loive can't say parati. Here, this shtar is mechza biyad hamalve, and mechza biyad haloive, because it's shnayim adukim b'shtar, and therefore his nemonos on the taina of parati is only klape half of the choiv. What's the shayrish of this halacha, that if the shtar is biyad hamalve, the loive is not allowed to say parati, he's not nemon to say parati? That comes from a gemara in Bava Basra, daf ayin amid aleph, that says that if the malve is holding the shtar entirely by himself, and the loive says, yes, that shtar is not mezuyif, but I paid back that chayv, the gemara says that he's not nemon because the malve could say, shtarcha biyadi, my boy, what's my shtar doing in, what's your shtar doing in my hand? In other words, the pashtus of the Gemara is that there's an umdana that you did not pay it up, because if you would have paid it up, you would have taken back the shtar, either ripped it up or held on to it by yourself, but you would have never left it by me, and therefore there's an umdana that you did not pay back, and therefore you are mechuyev to pay and you're not nemon with your claim of parati. However, there's a chiddush of Reb Chaim in the Chidushei HaGrach al HaShas in Shavuos Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. In the newer prints, it's in Simen Shin Tesvav, where Reb Chaim has a ha'ara on that svara, and he says, how could it be that there's an umdana that you didn't pay back, because you wouldn't have left the shtar there? Shtar chabiyadi, my boy. Why would a person be scared to leave his shtar parua by the malve? If the halacha would be that you're nemon to say parati, then there's no risk at leaving your shtar biyad hamalve. If the malve decides to claim the chayv again and he wants to collect again, you'll just say parati. How could it be that the reason that you're not nemon to say parati is built on this umdana that you wouldn't have left it there? Why? Until the point that we establish that you're not nemon to say parati, the halacha would be that you are nemon to say parati. If you're nemon to say parati, so then why would I be scared to leave the shtar in your hand? I'll just say parati if you're teveah the shtar again. So it's circular reasoning. How could the reason that you're not nemon to say parati be because of the umdana of shtar chabiyadi maboy? Therefore, Reb Chaim says that it can't be that it's because of the umdana. It must be that it's a din in a shtar. The koyach of a shtar biyad hamalve is that you're not nemo to say parati. Not because there's an umdana that you wouldn't have left it there, but because a shtar biyad hamalve, that's one of the halachis of a shtar, that a shtar that's biyad hamalve is so strong that you can't even claim parati kineged such a shtar. Lemaisa, as we said, the pashtus of the Gemara in Bava Basra is surely that there is an umdana. And the Rashba in Bava Basra over there on Daf Ayin says clearly that it's built on an umdana. The Anan Sahadi, the Loishavik Ilu Pare, there's an Anan Sahadi that you wouldn't leave it there had you paid it back. And in the Chuvas HaRashba, HaMayuchasis LaRamban, Simin Sadi, he says as well, Chazaka Loipara, there's a Chazaka that you didn't pay. She Ilu Para Loihaya Meiniach Shtare Biyar HaMalve. Had he paid, he would not have left the Shtar in the hands of the Malve. Lagabi the Ha'ara though of Reb Chaim, that why Taka? How could it be that it's built on this umdana of Shtar Chabiyadi Maboy? What's the risk of leaving it in the Malva's hand? At Kama that you're nemo to say Parati, Lachari, there is no risk. So the Ramban in Bava Basra, in Milchamois, and the end of Bava Basra on Daf Kuf Ayin Hamid Beis, is Nisoira to this question, and he says that there still is an umdana that he would not want to leave his shtar biyad hamalve. Not because if the malve would collect again, then you wouldn't be able to say parati. No, you would be able to say parati. But that doesn't make a difference because I still wouldn't want a shtar in the hands of the malve that says that I owe money. Because then my value decreases. No one is going to want to do business with me because they're going to know that I am a bal chayiv. I'm someone who owes money to someone else. Therefore, you surely would take away the shtar from the malve and rip it up or hold on to it in your own drawer, but you definitely wouldn't leave it there. So the umdana of shtar chabiyadi maboy is not because you wouldn't have left it there, because if the guy claims the chayv again, you're going to have to pay and you're not nemo to say parati. No, at that point in the reasoning, you are nemo to say parati. But there's an umdana you wouldn't have left it there because then your value decreases because no one wants to do business with you. Memela, now that there is an umdana that you wouldn't have left it there, now we have an umdana taka that you have not paid back. Memela, you are not nemo to say parati. That's what comes out from the Rishonim, the Pashtus of the Gemara in Bava Basra, and the Rishonim, the Rashba over there, and the Ramban at the end of Bava Basra, that the din of Shtarcha B'yodi Maboy is Taka and Umdana. The Shtarcha Ha'ara on this, and Al-Khaira Raya to Rab Chaim, is from our Gemara, and Rabbi Chanan in the Kovitz Shiurim in Bava Basra, Kuf Samachay, Simin Tov Reish Vav, is Ma'ir this question, that L'Khaira from our Gemara we see that it's not built on the Umdana. And the Raya from our Gemara is brought down in the Shiurei Rav Shmuel and Gittin, Daf Yud Amid Beis, in the Neva of Rav Shimon Shkop as well. And that is because what's the halacha by Shnayim Adukim Bishtar, that it says in our Gemara that it's Yachloiku, similar to the din of Shnayim Oichas and Batalis. Why Lechaira? So step one, we have to realize that holding on to the Shtar is as if you are holding on to the Chayiv. As the member of Reb Chaim was quoted from Reb Baruch Ber, Reb Baruch Ber brings from his Rebbe Reb Chaim that the Chayiv licked in the Shtar. When you're holding on to the shtar, it's as if you're holding on to the chayiv, similar to the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, that says when you're holding on to the shtar, it's like Afsara Da'ara, the reins of the land that the shtar is representing. Rashi explains there, it's like a Beis Achiza, like a way to hold the land. Similarly, by a shtar chayiv, when the malva is holding on to the shtar, it's as if he's holding on to the chayiv. And in Meila, when it's Shnayim Adukim Bishtar, it's mamish like Shnayim Oichas and Batalis, each one is holding on to half the schusim of the chayiv, and that's why it says here Yachlo. But Frek Rabbi Chanan and Reb Shimon Shkop, if the whole thing depends on the umdana, the whole decision of whether he's nemo to say parati or not is totally on whether there's an umdana of shtarcha biyadi maboy. So nechzi anan, let's see over here in such a case of shnayim adukim bishtar, is there an umdana that the loive would not allow this situation to take place? If there is an umdana that he wouldn't allow it to take place, then he shouldn't be neman bechlal to say parati, and he should be chayiv to pay the entire chayiv. If we say in this case there is no umdana that he wouldn't allow this situation of shnayim adukim to take place, then he should be neman to say parati, and he should be pater and gansin. Why do we say yachloiku? Why does the Gemara say that lekuli alma by shnayim adukim bishtar the din is yachloiku similar to shnayim oichas and batalis? True, through holding the shtar, they're both holding the chayiv, and it's as if you have an achiza to each person on half of the chayiv. But if it all depends whether there's an umdana or not, so let's decide in this case whether there's an umdana. It can't be that in this case there's a half an umdana, either there's an umdana or not. So how could it be that the din is yachloiku? So this is a raya l'chayra to Reb Chaim, that the din, that a loiva is not nemo to say parati, is midine hashtar, the shtar biyad hamalve has a koyach and a din, that you're not nemo to say parati connected such a shtar, and memela, in our gemara of shnayim adukim bishtar, half of the shtar is biyad hamalve, half of the shtar the loiva is muchzikon. Memela, it's yachloiku, because he's nemo to say parati, only klape half of the chayiv. But if that's true, that this Gemara is a raya to Reb Chaim, so how could that be? We just showed from Beferish Adiburim of the Rashba and the Ramban that really the dinner that you're not nemo to say parati is built on the umdana of shtarcha biyodi my boy. So my Rebbe Rav Asher Arieli Shlita explained that Einachanami, from this Gemara you see that it's the koyach of the shtar biyar hamalva like the Torah of Rav Chaim. However, even though there is a din that a shtar biyar hamalva, you're not allowed to say parati against that shtar, it's not enough just to have that din. Because if the truth is that the shtar was paid back, then this shtar is not a valid shtar biyad hamalva. It's a shtar parua. A shtar parua does not have the regular status of a shtar. The Gemara in Ksubas Yud Tes Amid Bey says that when a choiv is paid back, the shtar parua is called an avlo. Al tashkein bo'alecha avlo. That doesn't have the status of a shtar. It's as if every shtar choiv has an expiration date. And that expiration date is when the choiv is paid up. As soon as it's paid up, that shtar doesn't have the status of the shtar that the Torah recognizes as a shtar choiv. It's not just that you have a shtar here, but the choiv happens to be paid up. No, the whole shtar choiv reached its expiration date and doesn't have the status of a shtar. And therefore, even though there's a din that a shtar choiv biyad hamalva, you can't say parati against it, but that can't stand on its own. Because if you did pay up, then this doesn't have a din of a shtar choiv biyad hamalva. It's an avla, it's not a shtar bichlal. On that, we need the umdana to tell us that bepashtus the person did not pay back. Because of the umdana of shtar chabiyadi maboy, if he would have paid it back, then he would have taken the shtar b'chazara and ripped it up or kept it by him. Memela, once there's an umdana that tells a shtar chabiyadi my boy, that tells us that the pashtus is b'fanenu, that this is a shtar choiv. It's a shtar choiv that's unpaid. And therefore, we could apply the din that a shtar choiv b'yad hamalve has a koyach, not because of the umdana, but the umdana here builds this pashtus bifanenu, that this is a regular shtar choiv and not a shtar parua, and memela there's a din in the shtar choiv that the loiv is not nemu to say parua. If that's the case, this gemara is a makar to Reb Chaim, but it's not a stira to the umdana that the Rishonim discuss in Bava Basra. Because really, in such a case of shnayim adukim bishtar, we'll say there is an umdana. There's an umdana that the person would not let the malva hold on to even half of the shtar. He would take the whole thing back. And memela there's an umdana here of shtar chabiyadi maboy. But even though there is an umdana, the halacha is not that a shtar that has such an umdana you could collect from it. It's only because there's a hilchasa of shtar choiv biyad hamalva that you could collect with it. Only half of this shtar is biyad hamalva. Half of it is biyad haloiva. So even though there is an umdana of shtar choiv biyadi maboy, that does not entitle the malva to collect the entire choiv. It only entitles him to collect the part of the choiv that we say that there's a shtar choiv biyad hamalva. And if shnayim adukim bishtar is like shnayim oichas and batalis, therefore this achiza in the shtar only entitles him to collect half the choiv, and therefore the Gemara says that l'kuli alma the din would be yachaloiku. L'gabi what the Gemara says that by a shtar she'enoy mekuyim there's a machloikes Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, because Rebbe holds moide b'shtar shekosvoy tzarech l'kaimoy, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds moide b'shtar shekosvoy ein tzarech l'kaimoy. So the Gemara explains that since Rebbe holds that if the loive is moide that the shtar is not mezuyif, the halacha is that the malva has to be mekayim the shtar, and when he's mekayim the shtar, then he could be goiva the palgo, the half that he's entitled to because of his achiza in the shtar. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that once the loive is moide shekosvoy and it's not mezuyif, einoy tzarech lekaimoy, the malva does not have to be mekayim the shtar, and therefore he could collect palgo even without being mekayim the shtar. What exactly is the machlokes between the man de amar moide b'shtar shekosvoy tzarech l'kaimoy and ein tzarech l'kaimoy? That's not mefurish lehedya in the Gemara. Toisus in Ksubas Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph explains that the machlokes is in the din of migu. The person here is claiming parua, but he has a migu that he could have said mezuyif. This is a shtar she'enoy mekuyim. If it's not mekuyim, he could say that it's forged, but he didn't say that. He said parua. He said that it's a good shtar, but I paid it up. So, does he have an emunas of parua migu de mezuyif? According to Rebbe that holds moide b'shtar shekosvoy tzarech l'kaimoy, that means that the loive has an emunas of parua migu de mezuyif. And the only thing that the malva could do to combat that is to certify the shtar, to be mekayim the shtar, which would take away the emunas of mezuyif, and memela would take away the emunas of parua. But if not for that, if he's not mekayim the shtar, the loive has an emunas of parua migu de mezuyif. The one who holds moide b'shtar shekosvoy ein tzarech l'kaimoy, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in our sugya, holds that that's not a valid migu. Explains Taisvis, d'shema yare loive loimar mezuyif. Maybe the loive is afraid to say that it's mezuyif. Pen yakhishu, because maybe he'll be hukhash, maybe he'll be contradicted. V'leka migu, and therefore there is no migu. In other words, when he says mezuyif, on the shtar she'ena mekuyim, he could be disproven, because we could bring edim that are mekayim the shtar. When he says parua, he's safe. No one can bring a raya gemura and bring edus that he didn't pay back. Loi ra'inu ein raya. Memela, when the person says parua, you can't say he has an emonus. Ma'ali l'shaker, if he would have been lying, he could have said mezuyif, which is a better taina. No, it's not a better taina. Maybe he's afraid to say mezuyif, pen yachishu. That's the machlokes between the man, the Omar, moide b'shtar shakos, v'itzarech l'kaimoy, and ain't tzarech l'kaimoy, according to Toisus and Ksubis. The Ramban in Bava Basra, daf ayin amad aleph, has a different pshat in the machlokes. He says that there definitely is no migu over here, because a migu wouldn't work. You don't say a migu b'makam chazaka of shtarcha b'yodi maboy. If there's a chazaka that you did not pay back, because if you would have paid back, you would have taken the shtar. So even if you have a kayach of a migu, it's not going to help you. It's a migu b'makam that chazaka, and therefore migu won't work. The reason for Shitas Rebbe, that Rebbe holds moide b'shtar shakasay tzarech l'kaimoy, is d'chol emas d'loy mekuyim lav shtar hu klal. Before it's mekuyim, it doesn't have a Torah shtar b'chlal. V'hapesha osar hu hapesha hitir. If he is the pesha osar, he is the one who validated this shtar by being moide shakosvoy, so then he is the pesha hitir. He is allowed to say that it's parua. So it's not with a nemonus of ma'ali l'shaker, parua, migu de mezuyif. It's a new koyach called hapesha osar hu hapesha hitir, since he is the one who created the validity of the shtar with his hoidah, so he is one. He has nemonus to say, but I paid it back, this chayiv. It's a shtar parua. That's the man that Omar moide b'shtar shakasvay tzarech l'kaimoy. What about the sheet of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel moide b'shtar shakasvay ain't tzarech l'kaimoy? That the Ramban doesn't explain. And l'chayra, you have to explain that the machloikas between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, according to the Ramban, is in the gedder of the din that the Rabbanon said that you have to be mekayim shtar. The Gemara in Ksuba Stav Chav Ches Amar Aleph says, Kiyum Shtaris Midrabanan. This that the Malva has to be Mekayim, the Shtar is only Midrabanan. It's Mavur that Midai Raisa, you don't need a Kiyum Ashtar. And that's because of the Gemara in Gittin Dav Gimel Amar Aleph that says, Eidim Achasumen Al Ashtar, Nase Kemisha Nechkira Idusan Bebezdin. Midai Raisa, if you have Eidim signed on the Shtar, it's as if it's Nechkira Idusan Bebezdin. Only the Rabbanan were Mesakin, the Takana of Kiyum Shtaris, that the Malva has to be Mekayim, the Shtar. What is the gather of this Takana? The man that Amar Moide B'shtar Shakasvay Tzarech L'Kaimoy tells us that the gather of this takana is that the Rabbanan said we have to be worried that the shtar is a shtar mezuyif, and therefore a shtar is a chaspa ba'alma, it's nothing, until the loive is Moide Shakasvay. Once he's Moide Shakasvay, ha'pesha asar, hu ha'pesha itir, he's nema to say parua. The other man, the Amar, holds that the Rabbanan never made the shtar kechaspa ba'alma. The Rabbanan never said that the shtar, we have a chash mezuyif. The Rabbanan gave the loive an emonus to taina mezuyif. We on our own would not suspect that. But the Chachamim made a takana of kiyam shtarais that if the loive taina is mezuyif, we have to listen to that taina and we have to be mekayim the shtar. Memela, there is no pesha asar. Pesha asar is when you created the validity of the shtar. Here the shtar is valid on its own. Midai raisa, surely it's valid. And even the Rabbanan didn't take away that validity. They just allowed you to say mezuyif. But you're moide shakasva, you're not saying mezuyif. You're saying another taina, a taina of parua. Moide b'shtar shakasva, ain't tzarech l'kaimoy. Because once you don't taina mezuyif, then already the Malva does not have that din of Kiyum Shtaris Midrabanan, Memela Eina Tzarech L'Kaimai. Whereas Toisvis holds that according to both Manda Amrim, both according to the Manda Amar, Moide B'shtar Shakasai Tzarech L'Kaimai or Ein Tzarech L'Kaimai, they both agree that the Takonas Chachamim was to believe the person with the Tainas Mezuyif. The Chachamim never made a Shtar like a Chaspa Ba'alma. The Chachamim just said that he's Nemon to say Mezuyif. Memela, you need a Kayach of a Migu to be Nemon to say Parua. And the Machloikas is whether this migu is a good migu or not. And Toisvis holds that a migu b'makam the chazok of shtarcha b'yodi maboy works, as is mavur in Toisvis and Bava Basra daf ayin. So that migu could work if it's a valid migu. Rebbe holds there is a good migu. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds it's not a good migu because maybe he's afraid to say mezuyif pen yachishu. The Ramban says migu is not a discussion here. You can't say a migu b'makam chazoka shtarcha b'yodi maboy. The whole machloikas is whether you have a pesha asar, and that machloikas is totally on how we understand the gather of the Takonas Chachamim of Kiyam Shtaris. The Beis Halevi, though, is Ma'irer in Chelek Gimel Simim and Beis that our Gemara L'Chayra seems to say like the Ramban and not like Toisus. Because when our Gemara is explaining Shitas Rebbe, it says, "My taima chaspa ba'almu." The Shtar is a chaspa ba'almu. Man komashvi leila hay Shtara loive. Haka Amar de Paria. That's mamish the nusach of Apesha Asar, or Apesha Hitir. The shtar is nothing without the loiva. Now that the loiva is Moidash Akasa, he created the shtar, Apesha Asar, or Apesha Hitir. That lumdus of the Ramban is mamish mafurish in our Gemara here in Bava Metzia Dav Zayin. So how could Tosis and Ksuba say that it's not an issue of a Pesha Asar? There is no a Pesha Asar, and the whole discussion is whether it's a valid Migu or not. Says the Beis HaLevi, Tosis is going to have to learn that our Gemara is different. Because in our case over here, there is a Pesha Asar, according to Shitas Rebbe. What's the Pshat? If in general there is no a Pesha Asar, in general the Chacham did not make it a Chasaba Alma, why over here is it different? Says the Beis HaLevi, because over here there's a Reyusa de Nefila, which means that this is not a shtar biyad hamalva. This is a shtar that the malva admits got lost from him. If it got lost from him and it fell, and he claims that he found it now, and now it's shnayim adukim bishtar. But the fact that he lost it, that makes a reyesa de nefila, as we'll see the svara later in the sugyas on daf yud beis and yud gimel in the sugya of shtaris. But al kopanim, once there's a reyesa de nefila, then Tosis admits that in such a case the chachamim looked at the shtar as a chasba ba'alma, and therefore Rebbe holds that there is a pesha asar hu a pesha hitir. Avada and Shitas Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, it's clear that there is no Apesha Asar, even if there is a Reyes Adin Afila. That's why he holds Ein Tzarech L'Kaimoy. But in the Shita of Moide Bishnasha Kasvay, Tzarech L'Kaimoy, the Shita of Rebbe, the Ramban holds that that always makes it, that the Chachamim looked at a shtar that's not Mekuyim as a Chas Ba'alma. Tosis says, Ba'alma, we don't say that. The shtar is not considered a Chas Ba'alma. But specifically in our Sugya, our Gemara says this Lamdus of Chas Ba'alma, Man Kamashri Lilahai Shtara is the Loive, the Svara of a Pesha Asar, because over here the Taka is a Pesha Asar, because it's not just a shtar She'ena Mekuyim, it's a shtar She'ena Mekuyim with the Reyesa of Nefila, the fact that it fell down. Therefore, the Gemara here is not a Stira to Shitas Tosis.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.